The masses are very wonderful. We happen to be part of the masses. The only problem with the masses is the way they're treated by mass media and the things that they're fed.
And so as I construct things for the musicians that I'm working with, I take their personalities into consideration and build that into the music. We are not the loudest group in existence. We are not the brightest group in existence. And we are not about to indoctrinate anybody.
Is anybody doing that?
There are groups that tend in that direction and use the ability to dazzle a drug-stupefied audience into submission.
Good morning, Brooklyn and beyond. From the home studio of Radio Free Brooklyn, this is the Mothers of Connection. I am Ken Korn, your host. We are connecting all things Zappa today and always. We will be connecting the works of the one and only, my favorite album. That's right, I said it. Well, it's up there with Joe's Garage. One Size Fits All. It was the album that hooked me. It was the one that sunk me. It was the one that changed the way I thought about music. I didn't realize it could be so complex and that you could sing cartoon voices and that you could have inside jokes and that you could have jazz and prog rock and sing about nonsense but also sing about serious matters. Although One Size Fits All sort of sans politics.
Sans politics, huh?
It's without politics, all right, Roscoe? Jesus, we got Roscoe over here manipulating the dials, turning the knobs, punching up the audio, as it were.
Ooh, you're damn right.
What are you quoting, McConaughey over there?
Dude, you know that's my favorite movie, Dazed and Confused. For so long, it ain't true.
Yeah, that's a Zeppelin song.
And a film, brother.
Okay, so...
Dude, I told you not to use that metallic straw because it makes noise on the mic.
That's right, you can probably hear my very dainty, very pretentious, metallic, but also environmentally friendly, metallic mic.
Dude, that should be a character, metallic mic.
Yeah, maybe we come up with something. Yeah, dude, I like where your head's at. All right, we might brainstorm later, Roscoe and I. We might get into a room, throw some stuff on the wall, and see what sticks. But right now, One Size Fits All is what it's all about. And I just want to take you back, if I may, since it is my show. And the world is disintegrating around us. The one thing that we do have control over is the music and what we put in our ears. Aha. Uh-huh.
Disintegrating, huh?
Shut up. So, 1994, maybe 95, I'm in my apartment in SUNY Fredonia. And I've got a 5-page screenplay I've got to write for my screenplay class. And I need a little inspirado. I look and I see that this guy, our neighbor, who had long hair down to his knees, who we, of course, aptly called Hippie Long Hair. We probably could have done better. But he left the album One Size Fits All. And I remember this big, fat, floating couch with a cigar. And I was intrigued. And I was already had spent the summer listening to Apostrophe, Hot Rats. I called myself a Zappa fan, but I had no idea it was on the other side of that CD case once I flipped it open. Inca Roads was waiting for me. That's right, Inca Roads is maybe one of the more complex songs. It became a regular number in Frank's repertoire. And just to back up here, it came out, yes, June 1975, just 2 days ago, June 25th, was its 45th anniversary. And in that lineup was, I just want to pause this here. In that lineup was one of the greatest lineups, I think, in musical history. George Duke, Chester Thompson, Ruth Underwood, Tom Fowler, and Napoleon, yes, Murphy Brock. And then you even had Beefheart sat in on this, and Johnny Guitar Watson, one of Frank's heroes, and Beefy was one of Frank's childhood friends. And he was also recording Bongo Fury at the same time, that great live album. And Inca Roads was a song that sort of mocked the train is cooking.
I know, man. I should get on it and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you probably should. Inca Roads is it sort of mocks alien fascination and its connection to like Inca civilization, stereotypes about aliens and so forth. And it implies that like maybe UFOs landed in the Andes. So listen to reference to the Andes, listen to something about a booger bear coming from somewhere out there. That's right. And if you can nail the time signature down in your head, good luck. It's something, something, 16, something, I don't know. It starts out with like this really dominant kind of marimba, courtesy of Ruth Underwood. So without my further yapping, and with further ado, on Ruth, ha ha ha, that's Ruth. You'll know what I'm talking about if you've heard the song, and if you don't, you will hear the song. The Prog magazine, Frank would love this, in 2018, they named it the 100th best prog rock song. They're always dicking Zappa over.
Dude, don't kids let...
Okay, so here we go. We are going to play Inca Roads, play homage to One Size Fits All, and then the theme for today, aptly so, will be sizes, big, small, tiny. You dig?
Thank you. a vehicle bomb. I'm somewhere out there dead, a vehicle bomb. Somewhere rather than the Indians first on the bill, carve up the hill.
Note organ. Deep in the She didn't like it when her fan belt shrunk and got shorter. She was the daughter of a wealthy Florida yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chester's Gorilla, it go whap. So imagine listening to that for the very first time. For me, it was 1993 or 4. I was in college working on a Brother word processor, writing a screenplay called Gus Loper and Sugar Cereal Land. It was basically an acid trip with sugar cereal characters. And it was him and the three Rice Krispie guys. And they were paddling along. And I had Inca Roads, Florentine Pogan, which you just heard. But you heard a live version of it. And just to reiterate who we had on this brilliant piece of work, Mr. George Duke, Mr. Tom Fowler on bass, Chester Thompson on drums, the incomparable, the one and only Ruth Underwood on percussion, and a guy named Frank Zappa. And we had some other people who play some Beefheart in a little bit. Now we are going to go into our size theme, where we're going to play some small and big and tiny and little songs. And we had some birthdays in the Zappa universe this week. One Mr. Jeff Beck, who's in the universe. One Mr. Todd Rundgren, universe.
I gotta check out this universe, man. It sounds like a party.
Okay, check it out. Friggin' guy moves in here March 11th and never left.
You said I could crash.
I said he could crash. That's true. I said he could crash. Florentine Pogan, just to give you a little background on it, it was recorded at KCET, which was a TV station, on August 27, 1974. That's about a month and a half after my birth, after I hatched. And you've got Napoleon Murph Brock on the vocals. And this is the original thing that was recorded was from two different recordings. You heard me reference Chester's Gorilla. That was one of the many inside jokes that Frank would pull up on stage. So you heard the original lyrics, which was How the Porter Might Court Her. I mean, when I heard this for the first time, I remember trying to write down what I was hearing, Because the internet wasn't quite that efficient just yet, AOL could do so much. It could ask you and tell you, you've got mail, in that seductive voice that lady had. Anywho, I digress. Let's keep the tunes going. We are just finished the third of the hour. Let's get into, I want to play some more Frank, but let's get into a man that passed away, COVID-related deaths, unfortunately, and I'm working on an article about him, Manu Dibango. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. There's not a lot of like interviews or anything with him, but he was a Cameroonian funky saxophone musician. He'd been referenced by Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, Tribe Called Quest, J-Lo even. So let's play this. This is called Big Blow, and it fits our size theme. Big.
That's your. Thank you.
na dumele pumatunguna. Dumele mo dumele pumatunguna. Mese 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 mese.
Like that. little thing has just gone crazy. The way she moves, ain't no maybe. Talk way low like that, to where all the men go crazy. She brings things down lower than they should be. She brings things up higher than they could be. She got the answer to the answer. And my only question is, how old, how cool, how old can you be? Young girl, you know you're gonna be the ruin of me. They call her crazy, but I'm hot and she's cold. Crazy little thing, crazy little thing. How old, how old, how old? Built like that, you ain't been here that long. Crazy little thing, crazy little thing. How long, how long, how long? Crazy little thing has just gone crazy. Girl, how'd you get a name like crazy little thing? Probably the name that drove you crazy all along. How'd you get a walk, how'd you get it all to move so slow and lazy? How'd you learn to talk real low like that? To where it drives the men all crazy. Crazy little thing has just gone crazy. Girl, how'd you get a name like crazy little thing? Probably the name that drove you crazy all along.
How'd you get a name like crazy little thing? This is the Mothers of Connection radio show coming at you live from the home studio where we rock pretty hard.
I'd say real hard, man. You were getting down.
Yeah, I was, man. I got this new chair. Last time was a yoga ball.
Yoga ball, and then you got the metallic, environmentally friendly straw.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting soft in my oldish age as we play songs about size, paying homage to One Size Fits All, the great album that came out June 25th, 1975, 45 years ago, last Thursday. It's got some of the standards that Frank played out live with, played live for many decades, a couple decades after this was came out. You've got San Bernardino, you've got Florentine Pogan, which we played, and Inca Roads, which we played. Kind of a, that was actually a prog rock parody song. He was sort of making fun of some of these other bands like Yes and other bands that did they would have songs about like aliens and civil other like Rush also, like otherworldly civilizations. And there was nothing wrong with Rush. I mentioned earlier Jeff Beck had a birthday. More fluid than Jeff Beck was a line that Terry Bozzio used to say, I believe, during Punky's Whip. I heard a rumor he's more fluid than Jeff Beck. Frank, if you read some articles, Frank actually did admire Jeff Beck quite a bit, his playing style. And then we had Todd Rundgren, who had a birthday, who I've been turned on to by interviewing Ed Palermo and Bruce McDaniels, that are guys that have played with Todd to play his music, have a great album called The Adventures of Zod Zundgren that you can download on iTunes. Please check it out. Please support those guys. Normally they'd be playing at the Iridium and the Falcon every month. And that was something I truly looked forward to and painfully miss. It's one of the few, you could get really close to the stage. And Ed, you know, channeled some Zappa-like humor and the mixing of other songs that they would do is uncanny. Like Watermelon Easter Hay into the Twin Peaks soundtrack. So if you're a music dork like myself, you would dig it. Dork. Okay, this guy's not a dork. This is Jeff Beck channeling some Jimi Hendrix in our size motif, Little Wing.
Little Wing. circus mind that's running wild. Butterflies and zebra, moonbeams and fairy tale. That's all she ever thinks about. Riding with the wind. And when I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me free. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You can take anything you want from me. Anything. My own little wing, little
simple game of self-respect.
Todd Rundgren on the Mother of Connection radio show. Hope my Rundgren fans are listening. Two people who I've had the pleasure of interviewing, Ed Palermo and Bruce McDaniels of the Ed Palermo Big Band, obviously. They turned me on to the deeper world of Todd Rundgren. Todd Harry Rundgren turned 72 June 22nd this past week. He was also a member of the band Utopia, which Bruce was touring with. Native of Philly. Hello, It's Me and I Saw the Light are songs that put him on the charts. If you probably go to some like mellow 70s or some sort of swinging in the 70s, not swinging, well, maybe. One of those compilations.
Swinging in the 70s, man, that's my first novel.
You got it, Roscoe. So, Bang the Drum All Day, a lot of classic rock stations like used to like to play that on Friday. And be like, I don't want to work, I want to bang on my drum all day. And you kind of were like, yeah, I do want to work, man. I don't have a drum. And then, so he was, it says that he was bedroom musicians. I don't know what that means. But he was a guy that went on to talk about how much he liked Frank, and he's played some Zappa songs. He's also played with Ed Palermo when he does his Zappa tribute shows at the Iridium. Let's move on here. I want to get groovy with some bluegrass. And I say that because the summer always reminds me of, like, acoustic picking. And there was this great band that now when I see bands, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have gone see them because we don't know when we're going to see live music again. Hopefully soon. Green Sky Bluegrass. And they did this great cover of Bob Marley's Little Axe. Little Axe, man. But I'm having trouble finding the track, which is really weird. Oh, because you know why? Because it's Small Axe.
Ha ha!
Yeah, laugh all you want. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. You are listening to us. And we are a nonprofit. I will come back with a good read. I don't have my read on me. Want to let you know there are some great shows coming up later today. Race to the Bottom. And then what else I really love? A New Latin World, hosted by David Little. 2 hours of Latin music from all walks of life. Stuff you've never heard, guaranteed never heard before. That's, I think, 2 to 4. Check that out. Put that on your calendar. That is a killer. There's also Mondo Jazz, which was the show after Cosmic Debris that got me into Radio Free Brooklyn. So, to all my hosts out there, keep doing what you're doing. This is a very summertime song. I just love bluegrass in the summer for some reason. This is called Small Axe, and it fits in our size motif.
Shop to cut you down. pass by. And whosoever diggeth the beam shall fall in it. And whosoever diggeth the beam shall bury it. The fire goes out, so we'll have to cut you down without a doubt.
Nothing like a little acoustic picking for the summer. Small Axe, that's that great Bob Marley tune. Covered by Green Sky Bluegrass, a really cool contemporary bluegrass band. So I am finishing the show here. One Size Fits All. One Size Fits Frank was the motif today. If you don't know that album, please check it out. It takes you 2 seconds with a click. Of course, buy it if you can, but click on it is quicker. And check it out, YouTube or whatever you need to do. Radio Free Brooklyn, we are 501c3. If you want to donate, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. If you want to keep up with some other shows, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter.
Dude, you're reading it like one of those legal copy guys.
Yeah, whatever, legal copy guys this. So I always feel like this is the best song to end anything on. Sofa number 2 off of One Size Fits All. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to go on a musical adventure through the notes and the compositions of Zappa and all things connected. I don't know that I did a very good job telling you what you heard today because I was getting swept up. It's a little more organic today, as you probably heard me typing. In honor of Jeff Beck's 72nd, no, Tom. I think he's 70. Who cares? Jeff Beck. We played Little Wing. And then Todd Rundgren with a song, Two Little Hitlers. Check that out. That's off the Nearly Human album that came out in 1989. Before that, even, you heard Crazy Little Thing by Captain Beefheart. At first listen, it sounds sort of contemporary, like it could be a modern-day band. Beefheart, when he was on, man, I love that dude. So let's end on sofa number two. And let's end the show for you. Tune in next week, 9 a.m. Eastern. Thanks to all my listeners, whether it's recorded or live. Peace out.
Ich bin der Lauf.